Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
All right, guys, welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. I am so excited to be back recording new episodes for the followers of Victory Speaks and beyond. And so I just want to jump right in. I'm not sure exactly when you're going to be hearing this latest podcast, but as of today, it is January 7th, 2020, and I'm so excited. Guess what? Because we are 7 days into a new year, 7 days into a new decade. It gets no better than that. And so I just wanted to do a quick but powerful podcast about something that I feel keeps us stuck every single year, and that is perspective. And so in my home, one thing I always say is perspective is everything. And so every time I make this statement, I can assure you my husband's face is kind of like, okay, whatever, perspective is everything. But truly, I found that how you perceive a thing will affect how you interact with it and how you choose to move forward. And so how you perceive love will affect what you settle for in a relationship. How you perceive your health will affect how you exercise, how you eat. I have a beautiful friend. Her name is Crystal, and she perceives health as wealth. And so I'm just telling you, she is always going to give you a healthy recipe. If you have a headache, she's not running to Motrin. She's running to something she can make for you that's all natural or that she can juice, because she believes that health is wealth. So her perception about health, her perception about how she views her body is going to now determine how she moves forward. And even our perspective about how we see ourselves. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself through the Word of God? Do you see yourself as one who is unworthy? Do you see yourself as one who just doesn't quite fit in? Because those perspectives will be what determines how you move and live in your life. And so just for the next few minutes, I just want to share a quick story about David. David, at one point in his life, struggled with perspective. And so if you think about David, most of us know the story of little David who beats Goliath. It took me years to realize, and maybe I'm just a little behind here, but it took me years to realize that the same David who beat Goliath was also the same David who would be the king, which was also the same David who would write the Psalms, which would also be the same David that we talk about with Bathsheba, right? And so David is one of those people in the Bible that we get to follow from kind of beginning to end. And he does have quite a story. But the particular story I want to lean into as we talk about perspective for the next few minutes is what happens shortly after he beats Goliath. And so if you don't have your Bibles, that's okay, because I know most of you are driving or taking care of kids or cleaning dishes. And so that is the point of this podcast. I not only want to be able to give you guys great content to read, but I want to meet you right where you are. So I'll read it for you. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18. We have David talking here. He says, "Who am I and what is my family in Israel that I should be the king's son-in-law? My father's family is nothing." And so what we have taken place here is King Saul offers David his daughter for marriage, right? So back then, you can offer your child, your daughter, in marriage, right? Especially as a reward during a time of war. Now, side note, Saul was really trying to do something tricky here. And you can kind of read about that if you read 1 Samuel chapter 18. But the point of the story is David was anointed to be king. Actually, back in 1 Samuel chapter 16, which is two chapters before, Samuel is looking on a search for who God would anoint to be the next king. And David is the one that he chooses. Out of all the brothers, David is the one that God says for Samuel to anoint. So David is already anointed to be king, right? But now we have this situation where Saul is like, hey, I saw that you defeated Goliath. As a reward, I want to offer you my daughter. And David's response is, who am I? My family is nothing. My family is nothing. David was handed the opportunity to be a part of the family line, and he believed he wasn't good enough. He really believed, even after he had just come off this tremendous victory against Goliath, a person that no one else could beat, a person that everyone was afraid of, he still believed he wasn't good enough. And remember, he was already anointed to be king. So he already had the blessing to be a part of the royal priesthood, the royal family. But for him, he still felt he was not good enough. And so my question to you is, are there some areas of your life that you are a warrior? People can count on you. People can depend on you. But other areas where you feel like you're not good enough, because this is the same David who just beat Goliath, is now in the same breath saying, I'm not good enough. Who am I? Who is my family? Maybe you have a family line where everyone's been poor. So who am I that I could rise above that and now I can walk in prosperity, right? Maybe you have a family that everyone's overweight, everyone's not healthy, everyone is walking in a situation where health is not important. Who am I that I could be different? Who am I that I can exercise and get myself into the right shape? So, all this to say, his perspective was a little bit off because truthfully, God had already saw who he was and he had already anointed him to be king one day. But what's interesting is that David does have a change of heart. Later on, we see in 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2, David has this experience where he gets to carry the Ark of the Covenant, or he was responsible for it, I should say. And after this happens, there's dancing in the street, there's an excitement. And in verse 2 of 1 Chronicles chapter 14, it says, and David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. In other words, despite all the things that had happened, he had already been anointed. He had already had the opportunity to step into the family line, but this was the first time that David perceived he was king. In other words, before this point, he had that defeated mindset. He said, man, I'm not good enough, man. I don't know why God called me to do this thing because clearly I can't step into what God has called me to. So his perception on the matter shifted. So my question to you today is, what do you perceive about who God says you are? Do you believe it when he says that you are loved? Do you believe it when he says that you are his favorite? Do you believe the plan that he's spoken over your life? Do you believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Do you believe all the words that God has spoken over you in his word, through a dream, through a prophetic word? Do you believe it when he says it? How do you perceive? And so perception And so most of you guys know I have a background in psychology. I teach developmental and social psychology. And so when you think about perception, perception is not the same for any two people. The way I see it, the way I hear it, the way I smell it, the way I feel it will always be different from the way anyone else would perceive it. I have my own unique set of stuff that comes with me that makes me perceive and interact with the world differently than anyone else could. But the question is, how do you perceive it? There are so many Bible verses that say, let him who has ear hear it. Let him who has eyes see it. In other words, we're not perceiving what we can see right in front of us, right? We're not perceiving with our natural eye. We're perceiving with our spiritual eyes. In other words, if God says I can have it, I can have it. If God says I can do it, I can do it. If God says I will be king, right? I will be king. So David had not perceived it yet. So therefore, when given the opportunity, David couldn't walk into it. Could it be that the reason why we're not walking in our complete victory, walking in the things that God has called us to walk in, is because we've yet to perceive it for ourselves? Is it possible that the reason why we're unable to break through in the financial realm is because we still perceive ourselves as broke? Is it possible we're still burdened with so much sickness and so much frustration, so much anxiety, because we've perceived that's just who we are? I remember for a long time, I was so shy, which most people do not believe. I was dreadfully shy. And if anyone asks, why are you like that? Why won't you speak up? Why are you so quiet? That's just who I am, right? Many of us have a that's just who I am in our heart. And so we've allowed certain things to take place over and over and over. We've interacted with the world around of us a certain kind of way over and over and over because we believe that's just who we are, right? That's just how God works in my life. Hey, God heals everyone else, but when it comes to me, he lets me suffer a little while longer because that's just what it is, right? It is what it is. Well, here's the thing. For most people, it actually is what it is for you, right? So if you believe that you're going to walk in sickness all the days of your life, it is what it is. If you believe that you're going to walk in a situation where you're always poor all your life, it is what it is. If you believe you're not good enough for that promotion, it is what it is, right? Because how you perceive it is how you interact with it, right? So when I have my cell phone in my hand, I perceive that as a device that can be used to call people, text people, and interact. And because I perceive it that way, that is how I use it. Now, if I were to take that same cell phone and take it back to the past, right, 500 years, and I handed it to them, they would have no idea how to perceive that phone because they've never interacted with it. They have no idea what it is, right? But because I know what it is, I know how to interact. And here, you guys, we have the Bible. We have the perfect tool to interact with our world. This Bible needs to be the very lens that we see our world through. This Bible needs to now be the foundation for how we see every situation in our life. So instead of it is what it is, right? It is what God said it is. It is what he's proclaimed. I see my life now through his filter. I see my life now through his word. I see my life now through his promises, because when we start to perceive our life that way, our lives will never, ever, ever be the same. Our life has to shift when we start to see our life through God's perspective. That means if he's given me a promise in 2019, maybe I didn't see it in 2019, but guess what? I'm believing for it in 2020, because why? The Bible says if God be true, every man be a liar. In other words, if he said it, he has to do it. God can't lie. So therefore, if he gave me a promise in 2019 and I haven't seen it yet, well, baby, I'm believe it for it in 2020. And if for some reason I don't see it in 2020, I'm going to keep the faith for 2021, but I'm not letting go of that promise. Why? Because if God said it, it is so. And so when I perceive that the word of God is for me, when I perceive that everything that God says, everything that he promises, it is for me, I interact with his promises a little bit differently. I interact with the world around me a little bit differently. And so I want to encourage you guys today, check your perspective. Check your perspective. Am I seeing things through a lens that is defeated? Am I seeing things through what I've been through before? Am I seeing things through the lens of what people said about me? Come on, people have things to say, but guess what? God does too. How am I seeing things in my world? And how is that affecting me? How has my perspective affected my entire life? If you're honest with yourself, your perspective has affected your entire life. It's affected how you mother your children. It's affected how you treat your spouse. It's affected how you deal with people on your job. It's even affected how you drive. Your perspective has shifted so many things in your life. Why not shift your perspective to the word of God? But guess what? The only way you're going to be able to do that is by what? By making a choice to get in your word, by making a choice to believe what he says, by making a choice to put yourself around some people who will reinforce the word of God over your life when you're feeling defeated. That's how things are going to change. And so I encourage every person who's listening today to ask God for eyes to see. God, give me eyes to see supernaturally what you want to do. God, help me to see by faith. God, help me to do the things that you've called me to do. And everything that is not a part of your divine will for my life, God, remove it. Remove it, God. Because guess what? We not only need to pray to see the good things, come on, we need to pray to see the bad things too. We need to pray that God gives us warnings about things that are to come so that we know how to shift. Come on, my perception is all grounded in the word of God. My perception is grounded in anything that he says about me and for me, good and bad, right? Anything that he wants to warn me about, that's okay too. As long as I'm seeing, as long as I'm on the same wavelength as my father, it's going to all be good. So listen, I pray this blesses you. I pray that now you can say, man, take a self-inventory. I haven't been looking at this situation the right way. How can I see this situation as an opportunity for God to move on my behalf? How can I see my life in a new lens where I'm walking, where I'm talking, where I'm moving by the very will of God? Everything that he's called me to, I make a choice to walk in it. I make a choice to not look through the filter of my insecurity, but to look through the filter of the word of God. So I pray that as you hear this message, you are pumped, you are motivated to say, I have to see things differently. I have to walk differently than before. And I pray that you continue to walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Talk with Victoria. We pray this episode inspired you to win. For more on how you can live in complete victory, head to www.victoryspeaks.org and subscribe. You can also grab the new book, A Victory Walk, a 21-day devotional on victorious living on Amazon.com. May you walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.